Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning. And happy Mother's Day. Today's special Mass, because you may have noticed that we have two young men dressed in black in the first pew. They are not seminarians yet. Today we welcome Dolan and Alexander as new altar boys. They are going to be blessed and they are going to serve at the altar for the first time. And we acknowledge all the effort they've put to get to this point and to this day. And speaking of blessings, at the end of the Mass, we'll have a special blessing for all the mothers that we have here in our congregation. And it's a beautiful way to celebrate this day in a Christian, in a Catholic way. We acknowledge everything that you do, that you've done for all of us throughout our lives. When I was younger in Spain, Father Antonio, my superior, once told me that a mother is something so beautiful that even God wanted to have one. And it's true. And speaking of the Mother of God, as you know, yesterday we celebrated the feast of Our Lady of Fatima in a very special way, because we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of these apparitions, which is why today's homily will revolve around Mary's message. And I want to speak about her message as it relates to the Word of God we've just heard today. Because as Bishop Olmsted said at the beginning, before the Mass, the message of Mary in Fatima is as relevant today as it was 100 years ago. If Christ is really our way to heaven, as today's Gospel reminds us, Mary is the way that God chose to come to earth. This morning, we want to be good children of our Mother. We want to heed her words and receive them with affection, gratitude, and a spirit of filial obedience. Today we can ask, what did the Queen of Heaven say to those three little shepherds, Francis, Jacinta, and Lucy, that May 13th of 1917? What was her message during those 6 months in which she allowed herself to be seen by the pure eyes of those three children? In response of the surprise of these frightened little shepherds, her first words were of comfort and tranquility. She said, "Do not be afraid." They echo the voice of Jesus in today's Gospel. "Do not let your hearts be troubled." God and Mary bring peace to the heart that lets them in. This is true for every person and for every family, people, and nation. We see it in the world today. When God disappears from the equation, peace vanishes, wars proliferate, and the human being turns against his brother to humiliate, hurt, or exterminate him. Mary came to remind us of our need for God. Without him, we are nothing. Mary also came to speak of eternity, a topic that we have banished from our daily concerns and honestly from many homilies. We live as if we were never going to die. We think that the afterlife is so far away. This earthly life, which is a valley of tears as we pray in the Salve, has become our only reality. And yet the Lord comes this morning and tells us in the Gospel that the horizon is wider, that this life will be over one day, that he has prepared for us a place with him, and that in order to get there, we must choose the right path. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Mary at Fatima did not come to reveal anything new. She came to remind us of Jesus' message. Our mother was and is worried about the fate of her children. She reminded us that there is a heaven and a hell, and that there are souls that are saved and others that are condemned, and that we must offer prayers and sacrifices for the conversion of sinners and for peace in the world. This is what Saint Peter told us in today's second reading. He said that we share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, and because of that priesthood, we can offer spiritual sacrifices, pleasing and acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Saint Peter also told us that we are all part of the same spiritual house that has Christ as the cornerstone. That chosen race, that holy nation, that God-owned people, spoken of by the sacred author, gives rise to what we call the communion of saints. Through this communion, through this unity in the Holy Spirit, my works, my prayers, my sins, my sacrifices affect others. Back in 1947, Pope Pius XII wrote in his encyclical letter on the mystical body of Christ something that I've been thinking and meditating throughout my whole life, because in Spain, the chaplain of Catholic Action used to repeat this statement over and over again, and it's quite impressive. The Pope said, and I quote, "It is a deep mystery and an inexhaustible subject of meditation that the salvation of many depends on the prayers and sacrifices of others." The salvation of many depends on the prayers and sacrifices of others. Mary in Fatima reminds us of the same message, that we should pray for our brothers and sisters, offer sacrifices, and feel responsible for the faith and the salvation of the world. In Mary's words to the little shepherds, pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because there are none to sacrifice themselves and to pray for them. Mary came finally to speak of the power of prayer and to bring hope to a world that was bleeding to death because of terrible wars. Not everything is lost. We can reverse the situation. The world, this world, today's world, can be saved. We have invincible weapons. We have the Holy Mass and the Rosary. We have Jesus and Mary. As today's psalm stated, and I quote, "See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine." And in Our Lady's words, "In the end, my immaculate heart will triumph." The question is not who will win this battle. The question is on which side we will be when the battle is over. Let us not live worried, but joyful in the service of God. Today we renew our consecration to Mary, and we thank her for coming to us 100 years ago. We embrace her message and ask her to accompany us and not return to heaven, but always stay with us here at St. Anne. Here she has a place to dwell. We want her in our parish, our lives, our families, our communities, and our countries. May she always be our way to Jesus, and Jesus our way to the Father. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.